Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in to Urban Conversation. This is our Wednesday night heat, and I am your host, Legal Marie. I'm also joined by my co-host, Manuel Hill. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I am doing good this evening. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. It looks like we're going to have smooth sailing for tonight, which is good. So I'm so happy for that. Those of you who tuned in on Sunday, you knew that we had some, we had a few problems going on. Blog Talk, wonderful for that. So I decided that we definitely needed to do a part two on this particular topic. Are all women really crazy? I'm going to get to a couple of the questions and feedback that I didn't get to read on Sunday. So hopefully you guys that sent me the stuff that you wanted me to address, hopefully you guys are tuning in and we can give you guys some answers. Now, mind you, keep in mind, these are just our opinions. We are just giving you... No, well, you know, Manuel feels like his opinions are factual.
Kind of borderline. Borderline on fact. They're pretty close.
Oh, he's just...
There's a scientific method to my way of thinking, so I'm just saying. It's borderline.
I believe that. I have a method to my way of thinking as well. I'm just humble enough to know that sometimes... You know, opinions are just that. Opinions are subjective to our perspective. And anyway, I am not a professional. I'm not, I shouldn't say a professional, but I'm not an expert, but I guess Manuel is. So take his advice. Be very leery. Very, very leery of what he tells you, because he can be out there sometimes. I kind of want to read something he posted today in our...
Oh, my God.
I won't do it if you say it's not cool.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. I think I know what you're going to talk about. Is it what I said about the stress and consistency?
Yeah, go ahead. I just want to
read my advice to the men.
I just want to put this disclaimer. Me and Mom, well, he's one of my best friends. We're very close. See, but I am constantly shocked by the things that come out of his mouth, as well as the things that he, I don't know. Maybe I don't know you, Mom. That kind of hurts because I feel like we're so close, but then I'm just like, wait, who is this guy? Okay, this is what he posted. Now, the meme or the little quote or saying, whatever you want to call it, actually made a lot of sense. I'm going to read that first. Then I'm going to read to you what Manuel put his spin on it. Okay, here's what the quote said. It says, "Men are turned off by stress. Women are turned off by inconsistency. But if he's consistent, she'll never have a reason to stress him." Okay, we're all good with that. There's a lot of truth to that. But here's what Manuel, I can't even, I should have made you read this. These are using your word. And this is what Manuel said. He said, I got to have the women's back on this one. Started out good. He said, I got to have the women's back on this one. This is absolutely true. My advice is to be consistently inconsistent as opposed to inconsistently consistent. This way, she's comforted by your consistent inconsistency and not stressing you about being inconsistent.
Bravo! Well said.
Goodness, Manuel. Seriously.
That's pretty much the best thing ever. That's the best thing ever. But you know what? And I was going to bring that up. It's funny that you brought it up. That shows we got awesome chemistry. You brought it up before I could bring it up. But in all truth, it's still kind of not. That's kind of what makes women crazy. You know, it's inconsistency will drive a woman absolutely crazy to certain levels, you know. And that's and my advice isn't really the best at all, because that'll make a woman crazier than all kinds of crazy if you're inconsistently consistent or whatever I said, whatever I made up. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and I know it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but if you haven't joined our Urban Conversation radio page on Facebook, definitely do that. But in there right now, Michael Doc says, what's up, Michael? That's one of our faithful. He said, that was pretty good, Manuel. Really, Michael? Really?
But you know what now? Now somebody did make another comment.
It really was genius how you put that together.
Michael
said, yep.
I had a dude say that, you know, if a dude is being consistent, then the woman is going to mess around on him with the guy that's inconsistent, because the inconsistent guy is a breath of fresh air, which there's some truth in that, because he's tying things more back to that boredom. You know, guys, if you're consistent, that doesn't mean be a bore. That doesn't mean lose spontaneity. That doesn't mean become this dude that's so convincing to where you have not a spontaneous bone in your body and you can't surprise your woman. It's just saying, like, don't be inconsistent to the point where she's questioning who you are, your character, and all these other things. But men, yeah, we'll spin stuff around to fit a motive or to just argue with women sometimes. It's awesome. We love to do that. I love to do it. I absolutely love it.
That's really awful. But you have obviously people who are agree. That's just crazy to agree with that. That is not something that you want to be doing.
Right. It's even worse. It's bad that I come up with it, but it's worse that there's some person on this earth that will agree, that will validate what I say, which will make me feel that, hey, this is fact. This is real stuff.
Oh my! That's not the way we derive to whether or not something is a fact.
that's my scientific method.
Oh gosh! Well, we're gonna have to work on that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I definitely agree. Women need for men to be consistent in all the right, you know, areas. You know,
right.
Like, you know, just, you know, the basic thing, showing the love, you know, being honest, being consistent in their interest and all of those things. When you start to lag on that, that's where, you know, that's where problems come. Okay, well, since I'm putting people on the spot, we're just going to go right into some questions really quickly. Going again. Okay, when you hear that, you know we're good. Now, Manuel, this is from a friend of mine. Now, this was not supposed to be read on air, but I thought it was funny. It's about you, and I thought it was funny. And I will not. This is someone that This is like my people. Like, I know her. We're getting feedback. I'm getting feedback. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. This has nothing to do with the topic. I just thought it was funny because we were talking about, just a few different things, and we got on the show, and she didn't know, she hadn't connected your face, who you were, with actually, you know, let me read this part of what she said. She said, okay, girl, I had no idea that was the same man. I do remember the Vegas pics, but didn't know that was your co-host for your show. Lord, now I will be able to put that gorgeous face to that sexy voice.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
Why
Here
she's saying
Here
all of that.
Go.
Yeah, I know. Blow his head up. She said, and Gail, don't you dare read this on your little show. You know I'm a married Christian woman, but Jesus, that boy is fine.
I know
that she's not listening. Well, I pray that she's not listening tonight. But I didn't say her name, so it's all.
No. You. It's not. It's not that. It's still anonymous. Man,
I did say. Okay, here's the thing. We had a meet and greet in Las Vegas. I used to have. Well, I still have an Instagram page, but I don't really post too much on there. But I posted some pictures of me and other people. There's a picture of you and me, of course. And she had commented at that time, and then asked me, like, who is that? So I'm just like, just one of my people. And so she's listened to the show a few times, but I guess for whatever reason did not realize that was you. That you were the person, that you were my co-host, that you were that same guy. So I just thought that was funny.
I will say this. The one part of that that got me, don't be talking about a sexy voice, because I don't listen to myself and care. But you and you'll confirm this. When you first had the idea about the show, remember that I was always talking about I needed to work on my golden voice. I needed to get a golden voice. I don't have a golden voice, but we've heard those voices that when they come on the radio, when they come on air, it's like, wow, that person just has that voice. I need one of those, and I'm still working on it. I need just like that morning froggy baritone. I need that voice,
There's different, people like different. I like your voice, and she likes your voice. There's people like your voice, trust me. So it doesn't always have to be, yeah, baby, what's going on?
How's it doing? I'm going to work on it. But the next show, I'm going to have a few takes with the golden voice, and we're gonna see if the golden voice is better than this crap that I'm using to ramble off with from time to time. We're gonna do that one.
Well, you should just say hi. You should say hi to her, even though you don't know her name. And I will not. I promise you, to all the listeners, when you guys say don't say your name, I will never do that.
And she never tells me. She does not. She doesn't off air. She doesn't tell me. Yeah, she doesn't.
I don't.
We don't even discuss it.
And I don't. I literally try to, if I read your comment, and then I'll respond in the inbox, and I delete stuff. So I don't even keep the inboxes. But yeah, I got a couple that I didn't get to read on Sunday. So I did respond to you guys earlier today. I tried to get in there. It wasn't too many, but I did try to make sure that I let you know that I appreciate you giving feedback. This is from Rodney, and then we're going to go into the topic for tonight, but these two comments have nothing to do with our topic, so I want to get these out first. Rodney, what's up? He said, hey, I'm in film, and I saw you are also Will Theater. I'd like to know how you got started and what motivated you to become an actor and director. I'm going to be listening tonight at work. I love you guys' show. God bless you. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you, Rodney. So I'm not in film. I'm in stage. So How did I get started? Okay. How did I got started when I was really, really, really young. I was a part of a performing arts group for kids through our church. And I got to kind of explore my writing. I was writing like little skits and so forth, and got involved with it like that. So I've always kind of been, even though I've been very, very shy, I've always liked directing people, apparently, and I'm kind of. I want to tell this story. This is my friend. She's on my Facebook, Akia. She's one of my childhood best friends when we lived in Denver when I was really, really young. And we reconnected when, like, a few years back on Facebook. And I remember she got on one of my posts and she reminded me of this story that I forgot about. And she was like, Legale has always been a director. When we were young, she put together this skit and she told everybody what to do, and she directed it. So she's always been that way. And I had totally like forgot this particular story that she was telling me, but I thought it was really, really cool. So, hey, Aki, I don't even think she ever even listens to the show. But yeah, so it's always been in me. I'm the youngest of five, so I've always been like a character. And my mom didn't let us do a lot of stuff. We didn't have like a lot of stuff, so we had to be very creative with our, you know, how we played. And I still do love Michael Jackson, but I would learn his songs and then I would force my siblings to watch me perform him. You know, I would sing and dance, and then me and my oldest brother, we would just make up songs and, you know, just doing all that stuff. So it's always been a part of me. And when I was 17, I got my first professional role that I actually got paid for. And instead of kind of propelling me to want to act, it made me definitely want to get on the side of directing. So kind of late in my 20s, I took my first step to do that. So hopefully that answers your question, Rodney. I am getting into film, though. My son and I are collaborating on a web series. He went to school for filming, editing, and so it's really different for me as far as script structure, as you know, because the blocking is different for that. So I'll keep you guys posted. Anyway, all right, so tonight, Manuel, we're talking about Well, thanks, Manuel. That was really sweet. Minx is one of our listeners, and you've written in before. She said, topic of, are women crazy? Hell yes, we are. I'm going to read this. This is how she wrote it. I don't talk like this, but she said, topic of, are women crazy? Hell yes, we are. Niggas play a part in that too, because a good woman can turn bitter when your heart gets broken over some BS.
And we definitely did cover that. And
yeah,
the one thing that you've spoken about on several occasions and I've experienced, and we do know that people in general, men and women, from relationship to relationship, have to have a healing process, you know, because it's so much easier said than done. The biggest misconception that's out here is that when you get out of a bad relationship or relationship in general, the quickest way to get over it is find a rebound or find a quick distraction.
Right.
That's not really a good idea. You know, I mean, sometimes we do go from one relationship to the next because things just line up a certain way. But there's a healing process that needs to happen at some point, because you can't take that stuff from that last dirty, infested house and move into a new house with that same stuff. It's like taking that nasty TV from that roach-infested house and bringing it to the new house. You're going to get roaches in your new house. You can't do it. So you have to have a time outside of that relationship to sit down, breathe, center yourself, realize that that last relationship was what it was. The dynamics with somebody else can be so far different, even though there are similarities. Relationships with human beings are like DNA strands. They're so complex,
right,
and so different from the person to the next, even though there are so many similarities, that you can't identify them as the same. So, yeah, we know that the last dude drove you crazy, but don't bring that crazy over here. Like, nah, you can't do that, because we're going to pick up on it real soon, because truth be told, us men, we know what we're doing that is making you crazy, and we know when you come with some crazy that we don't got nothing to do with. We know the difference. So,
oh God, Minx, hold on. Minx said, "Oh, she's Minx. You're a cursor."
I think I know her. I'm trying to think. Do I know her? I think I know her or something.
But Minx,
from
you
her
can,
group,
you,
I think I know her. I think I'm familiar
Manuel,
with her.
And Manuel definitely has no problem cursing. So if you are interested, because she is like, she said, oh gosh. Minx, you're such a little potty mouth. I know you're lit. So she says, LOL, I'm sorry, Miguel. Men know what they're doing and they need to stop. That's not how she worded
that, that
it.
Is, right. And look, thank you so much, again.
Minx, because I don't cuss. So I know you're passionate because she just threw some.
Right.
Some,
she's going
the
in.
F-bomb
right.
And the F bomb. she's like, no, Manuel, that bleep. Like, whoa.
But look, didn't we confirmed in the last show that, yes, we as men, we know when we're being emotionally manipulative. We know when we're playing the games.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. We do know. And it's terrible that we use those advantages that we have, or we try to take advantages, we take the shortcuts. But the next guy, he can't be paying for that stuff. It's really not fair. I've known some really good straight shooters, dudes that don't operate under the same umbrella that I have, and they've been dealing with stuff from women that are really good women. They're just crazy because of the last thing. And these dudes walk. They don't even waste any time because these are genuinely good guys that don't have anything to do with that. And they might feel bad for you, but they're not going to put up with that mess. So sometimes you'll miss out on a really good guy because you still got that mess hanging over from the last guy.
Right. And like you said, we did kind of go over that, you definitely, just like with me, like what you were saying about your 90% honesty BS, and my point was it's the same premise, it's the same principle. You can't assume that everyone is the same. Like, you can't take your last woman's inability to handle the truth and put that on the new woman and then handle her the same way you did the last one, thinking, oh, I have to lie to her because she can't handle it, because that's not true. And just like with...
I like how you spun that around and tossed that right back at me. I like how you did that. That was slick.
What did I do? I don't even know what I did.
You know what you did there. Woo!
I don't know.
But that's absolutely true. It is.
And I can be honest
and say, yeah, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, and women, you can't take what the last man did to you and then make the new man pay for it. So that goes on both ends. But Kimberly said, all women are not crazy. When men lack understanding of how women think and respond differently than them, they choose to label us as crazy. Men and women are different. Yeah. Men and women are different. We have to accept that and carry on. We can get crazy. No, I'm sorry. Can we get crazy? Yes, if you take us there. My ex had me acting crazy, but I left him and got someone who doesn't play those games with my heart. Okay.
And that's very wise. But, I mean, again, like there's such a fine line between, you know, what's too much and what's too far. Like when you spoke in the last show that some of those men like a little bit of crazy, and then there's just that little bit of edgy possessiveness that's innocent. But you don't play games with that to the point where you make the woman actually go crazy and actually show you how real it can get and how serious it can get. We'll push each other's limits. We will. Men, women, we'll push each other's buttons and we'll see how far we can go. Men, absolutely. We will absolutely take you as far as you will allow us
I'm sorry.
Listen, people.
Minx said, "Well, I'm the woman for you, Manuel, because I'm crazy as hell. I can admit it. I'm crazy as hell. I can admit it. I don't sit there and pretend that I'm not. I will take you through, but in a good way, LOL." Okay.
Excuse me. But
all right.
No, I will say this, and I don't go too deep into personal experiences, but I've seen where, you know, that emotional manipulation will take a person out so far out of their character that people will they won't
Michael
Dodson,
that's scary. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've participated in my own manipulation. I've seen where it will take a woman so far out of her character to where she's not even recognizing herself, and that's a dangerous place. It's a real dangerous place to get to, and you don't go there. That's the point that I think Miguel was talking about, is when we push things to those limits, because women, y'all will tolerate some mess, but there's a certain point where y'all got to not tolerate it, and then we got to shut it down and stop with the madness, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what. What was her name again? What Kimberly is saying, that she, I guess the guy, whoever she was with, was playing those little manipulative games and had her acting crazy. And but you know, there has to be that self accountability as well, though.
Right. What did you entertain as a woman? What did you entertain?
What did you allow?
No, I'm just saying in general. Any woman, just look inside yourself, and as a woman, what did you entertain that you should have shut down the moment it came up? You know, what did you not question that you should have questioned, or what did you let slide that you shouldn't have let slide? Because as men, we're going to take it if you give it to us. You know, it's like in baseball, if you give, and I hate using sports references, it's so cliche, but if you give a man if he makes it to first base and you leave second base open, we're going to steal the base. We're not going to just sit there and say, well, I can't have that. We're greedy. Greedy is such a male thing. So if y'all allow us, we're going to go there, and it will drive you crazy in the process. So just think about that a little bit. I mean,
Right. So here's the thing. So Minx is saying that she feels like women are crazy. Thanks for that, by the way. I don't know why. I think Minx is crazy. I believe her when she says it. So I think
she's thinking about that potential to take things to a level that men don't really, that men aren't really aware that exists. Because we really, for the most part, we don't even know it exists until it happens.
Right. Yeah, Carnice said we're only crazy if our men make us that way. I don't know about that. Can someone really? Okay, here's the thing. I was, you know, on the last show, if you missed it, I read some inserts from an article. And they were, you know, the author, it was for a men's website, and I like to kind of scan there and read, you know, the male perspective. And he was talking about gaslighting and how oftentimes men use this sort of label as women are crazy, because it's all under this guise of, you know, the manipulation that they take women through.
Right.
Trying, you know, doing things that they know are wrong, but when the woman responds in an emotional way, they then make her feel like she's crazy for responding like that. So I get that part of it, but I think I'm really careful on wording. So to say that someone made me do something, you know, I don't know, I'm really kind of careful on, you know, how far we can use that as an excuse. Like, because temperaments are different. And, you know, some men are crazy, some women are crazy. I mean, there's different,
You're right. One of the things is, you know, when I was really young, my grandmother would always say, if I said somebody made me do something, my grandmother would always say she would always attack the ego. You know, I think that was her angle. She would always attack, and that's women for you. Women, y'all honestly have edges that y'all don't even realize, you know, until a certain point. My grandmother knew as a little boy, she knew to attack that ego in my intellect by basically saying if I came to her and said somebody made me do something, she would say, oh, okay, this person was smarter than you, and she'd walk away from it. And then when I respond, and then when I asked her, what do you mean this person is smarter than me? And then she was like, well, they made you do something. She said, so you're somebody's puppet. And that would just eat me. Mm. It would bother me that, you know, and so the understanding was that people can only make you do so much, regardless of what their actions is. We have to take some level of responsibility. So that's why in my last statement I said, how much are you giving that man? Because I will be honest, flat out, when a woman see something that she does not like in a situation with the man, whether she's dating, whether they're getting to know each other, whether they're in a relationship, if you address it head on, flat out, like this is not something that I can tolerate, and a reason behind it, you know, we as people got to give reasons as to why we don't like the things that we don't like, because that's only fair. But if you flat out say, this is something I don't like, and this is the reason behind it, and going forward, this isn't going to be acceptable, the person has two options. They're either going to continue doing what they're doing, or they're going to test your limits. And when that man tests your limits, you show him exactly what time it is by walking. Now, if he's, you know, if you have some forgiveness and it's not let go, then you can allow that man to come back into your life on some point, and then he can correct that behavior. But if that behavior ain't corrected, then you got to ice it. You got to end it. You got to move on and move forward. What drives a woman crazy is the fact that this man is saying, I'm going to change, or this man is saying this is not what it is, or this man is saying that I'm going to do better, and he's not. That's what's driving right. you crazy. And in effect, you have a hand in that yourself, and you're allowing that man to take you through it. You know, it's you got to be really, really, really careful with tolerance. Tolerance is a big deal.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. I've shared, like, parts of – well, I've shared my testimony, like, all over, you know, different parts of it. And one part is, you know, coming from you know, realizing my responsibility and accountability for, you know, being in abusive relationships and knowing, you know, because of the type of person that I am, what I'm susceptible to. You just have to get to that point where you know the type of person you are, you work on those things, and you have to really, really work hard at guarding yourself. Like with me, I just jump in. Like I see the best in people. And I will trust what someone says to me until, you know, I have good reason not to. But in an intimate relationship, it's really, really hard for me to walk away. Like I'm, you know, mature enough to like admit that. Like it is super, super hard because, you know, once I give my heart, I'm just like, you know, you're like, I'm just like tied in. So it takes a lot for me to, you know, cut someone that I love off. And that's something right. that I just, you know, I have to like be very cognizant of and just kind of realize, okay, that's just the type of, you know, that's the makeup of the type of person right. that I am. But, you know, there's good points to that. And I've seen the negative parts of that. I've given people right. way, way, way too much, for way too long that didn't warrant it because of their actions. But the flip side of it is that I'm extremely loyal and I will fight and work until the wheels fall off, you know, with someone if they're, you know, doing it with me. And sometimes even when they're not. So I get, I'm getting inbox messages. So I get that, you know, you do have to, you know, you do have to put those limits on it, though. It's really, really hard, depending on the type of heart you have and, you know, the type of person you are. Everybody is not, you know, just equipped to just walk away that easily when their heart is
right.
in it. And a lot of women, I don't know about most, though. I'm not going to say most. I think the percentage is a lot lower than that.
I would say a lot of people say... I would say a lot of people say they are, but when it comes to the reality, human bonds and connection and ties, they're very difficult to sever. Everybody wants to say, oh, if this person does this, I'm out. Man, please, I've seen way too many situations. Me, myself, I have been that guy to say, oh, if she does this, I'm out. And then turn right back around and be like, I kind of love her, so I'm going to stick around a little bit. You know, it's easier said than done in so many situations. A lot of people will say that they're going to walk, and they ain't going nowhere.
Right. Cardi said, she came back, she said, I mean, they pull our strings and push us to those limits. I mean, I believe that is definitely, some men do that, yeah. They play they play those games. You know, you do, if you keep on poking at someone and you keep playing games with them and you keep on, you know, hurting them and you come back and then you're like, oh, baby, it's all good. I love you. And they want to believe you, so therefore they do believe you. And then you pull them, suck them back into that vortex of BS. And then you push them away. You know, it's like that's a horrible thing to do to someone. And I can definitely see how that would just cause a person to just, you know, get to that breaking point, whether you're just breaking their heart or you're just causing them to just want to lash out. But, you know, that's awful to do that. I would just push the person away if you know you can't, be protective of their heart.
Be consistent. Just push them away if you can't.
You're saying be consistent, Manuel? Really?
No.
Really? That's coming from you. Are you consistent?
I'm consistently inconsistent. To some degree, I can be consistent. But yes, we're not ever gonna just dive into me on this show. Woo! Yeah, we won't do that.
Mink said she wants to know, why are men so manipulative? Why do they test women why do they test women then stand back and act like they are surprised when she slashed them tires? Minks,
let me tell you. Because men, the emotional manipulation is so we can have control. Emotional manipulation is control. Let's stop using the two big words, the two complex words, emotional and manipulation, and let's just say control. That's what emotional manipulation
control.
Is.
Control.
Basically, look at you doing your Jackson thing.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
go ahead.
No,
you know what? That's just how my head is. Sometimes someone says something and a song pops. I'm sorry. I'm a little slow. Go ahead.
Whatever. But that's all it is. Now, when that control gets out of control, that's when we as men be like, oh, shit. You know, that's when it happens. You know, we know that there's going to be a result, but we don't know how serious that result is going to be. And as much as women talk about, you know, as much as y'all go off, again, y'all can yell, y'all can rant, y'all can rave. Until there's some action, men, we're hard-headed. Like, we just are. I mean, until we see the results of our actions to a certain degree, we don't realize what it is. That's what I'm saying. Women have to sometimes go to those lengths. If this man says that he loves you, it's claiming that he loves you, and he's taking you through the paces, disappear when he does something wrong. That needs to be the result. Don't talk to him. Don't give him all this. Disappear. And if he's coming to find you, like, at the very least, that means he at least recognizes, okay, this woman will walk out of my life, because that can be enough in and of itself. Now, the next level is what she's talking about. Now, if you disappear and you allow him back into your life, if he manipulates his way back in, at that point, if you want to slash tires and break windows, I'm not saying do it. I'm just saying it's understandable, because at that point, that's when the emotional manipulation is taking another level. You've brought somebody back into a toxic situation, and then you played the same game. Bruh, at that
Well, that's
point,
what I was saying. That's exactly what
right.
I'm saying. When you're doing that,
that's
it's better
dangerous.
To push the person away and then, you
right.
know, leave them be. If you know you, and that's just an overall, you know, should be an overall belief and concept and ideology
right.
to everyone. If you can't protect the person's heart, if you're saying you love someone, you know, you care about, if you can't honor those words, don't say them, and then just leave the person be. It's just
right.
that's such a horrible place to be when you have someone toying with your heart. So male or female,
right.
just, you know, just don't do it. You know, it may hurt for a moment that you have to walk away from the person, but it's going to hurt them worse if you stay and give, you know, say things on the premise that you're, you know, you're actually in it when you're not in it.
Right,
James,
right.
you have a potty mouth, but I'm going to try to read what you just wrote. He said, bull bleep, women are crazy out the gate. A lot of exclamation
wow.
marks. Are you angry, James? He said, bull women are crazy out the gate. Emotional issues, looking for reasons to be mad, don't know what they want. Shit. Okay.
You know what? And now I'm gonna tell you exactly who he sounds like. I don't know him at all, but he sounds like a friend of mine who literally met a woman, and the woman just started going all off about my boy, about how he must have all these women, how he must be this. My boy don't roll like that in the least. And
right.
so the first thing he came to, he said, "This woman must be crazy." So I'm saying that's what I'm saying. Sometimes good men encounter these women, and we are like, where did this come from? Like, what's going on? So I don't know.
He said, Manuel, bruh, you hit it right there. Okay. So,
right,
James.
Right. So that's, my so he might be one of those that keep running into those ones, you know.
Well, James, what is it about, what are you doing that you're attracting crazy women? Because from what you're saying, it's like you're not taking, you know, here's the thing, and I said this before. Anytime people are like, you know, always complaining about what they are attracting, and, oh, you know, because we talked about that before on a show like weeks past, and I got a couple of females who didn't like what I said because, you know, the whole, oh, these men are just coming at me and all they want is sex. And I'm like, if that's all you're getting, you're the problem. And I stick by that. It's the same premise to you too, James. Like, if all you're getting is crazy women, what is it about you? Like, why are you attracting that? Is there something about you that's bringing the crazy out of them? Because a lot of times people are like, I don't know why she's acting like that, or I don't know why he's acting like that. But then you got to step back and say, well, what are you doing? You know, and I'm not saying it's always the case that you're doing something, but you have to kind of, you got to ask yourself, why are you attracting crazy women? And what does that mean, like emotional problems? Like, so James, clearly you're listening. I would love for you to respond back. Like you said, emotional issues, and they don't know what they want. Is that your belief that all women don't know what they want? And I would love to hear you respond.
when
James,
I mean,
go ahead, Mama.
There's degrees to that. I mean, I won't argue it. I mean, if a woman is, like I said, there's a damage. And as a man, you come across that. Now, I would recommend that the same way for women and men, we need to have a filter that somehow helps us get beyond the people that are crazy or the men that just want sex. There's a way to set up filters that when these people actually make it into your circle, that they're few and far in between. So for the crazy women, you have to find some questions or some way to detect it, you know, and that can be difficult for some people because it really depends sometimes on how social you are. if you're a hardworking man, for example, if like we know nowadays the online dating thing is popping, right? And it's convenient for certain people because if I work 5 days a week and I work 10 to 11 hours, I'm not going to happy hour. I'm not going to the bars. And, you know, so I'm online, and we know that online everybody can write all that sweet-sounding, slick stuff that makes it all seem so wonderful. Not one woman on planet Earth, not one woman on a website, I dare you, I will go on any dating website and I will troll it for the next 8 hours to see if any one woman is going to say, I'm batshit crazy. It's not happening. Okay? Now, I
well, I don't know. Minx kind of said she is, so.
But I'm pretty sure it ain't on no profile. Or if it is, you know, and you know what? It might be. But I'm just saying it's few and so far and in between to where men, it's almost unavoidable. Just like men are not on profiles on social media, on websites saying, I'm just trying to get some ass. It's not happening. Everybody has their resume posted. So, with that being said, you can easily find yourself in a situation in this world of online dating and pursuit that there's this perfect person presented. Date one, date two, date three, people are still showing the perfect person. How do you get beyond that? Unfortunately, it takes some time. And by the time you think this person's crazy, man, maybe y'all have already been intimate. Maybe y'all have already spent so much time. You know, who knows what it is. But it's not as easy to discern as it may have been in the past because now there's so many ways to hide who you are as an individual.
Right. James said, Miguel, I work a lot and hard, take care of mine. I just get women who can't handle that and act insecure. I've cheated in the past. But when I'm into her, I'm faithful. Women just be on some bullsh. Stop. I'm sure everybody knows what that sh is. I need to get a sound bite for that or something that cusses for me because y'all like to cuss. You know, James, I can relate to that. I've had women that I know that have complained about how much their man works. And I'm like, but you wanted a man that was driven, that was hardworking. So I can agree with you on that. There are women that are just like, that's crazy to me. You say you want this, but then you complain that he's working too much. And I know that there has to be balance because men, in case you didn't know, I'm going to tell you, because some of you guys act like you don't realize this. Women, no matter what her status in life is, women need attention. I'm sorry. I know some of you guys just, you don't get it, and you're kind of like, you're so like, huh? But that's what it is. They need to know that, you know, they're on your mind and that, you know, they're a priority to you. So I think that when, you know, the women that I know that have complained about that, you know, it's because they feel like, you know, he doesn't have time for me, blah, blah, blah. And there's little things that you can do to kind of show that you have someone on your mind. But, you know, that just gets into, like, men are, you know, you guys think differently than women. So, but I feel you, James, my brother. I feel you. I feel your pain.
I will say this. In this day and age, it's she's right. You know, women, that's how they are, flat out. They need that attention. They need to know that they're thought about. They're you know, and in this day and age, it's no longer even acceptable because we're not in a point with the social media, text messaging, email access, instant messaging, Instagram, Facebook, FaceTime. I don't even know all of the things that are available that you can reach out to somebody and say, hey, I was just thinking about you. But there are so many in this world of absolute accessibility that people tend to, there's a level of entitlement.
That means if they're not reaching out to you, then they're not thinking about you. Is that what you're saying?
No. Nope.
That's not what you're saying.
Exactly what? Nope. Let me. No. They're not expressing it. Because I can tell you as a man, I'm an introvert. I'm an extrovert, but I'm an introvert. A lot of mm-hmm. most of my talking during the week happens on these shows.
Right.
So I'm a big thinker. You know, I'm a thinker a lot of the times. Me reaching out to people, there's not a family member in my family that will tell you they don't hear from me. They can count on, I don't know, maybe two hands how many times they hear from me a year. But we have these long conversations, and it's drawn out. And I think about these people all the time. But I don't pick up the phone. I don't text. I don't reach out every single time that I'm thinking about somebody, because I wouldn't stop. It would be a constant dialogue between me and somebody, or it would be a constant reaching out. So sometimes as a man, we're thinking about y'all. We're wondering about y'all. We're excited at thoughts of y'all, and we're moved by it. But we just ain't saying nothing because it's like, we'll get to that. Or I'm working, or I'm busy, or I'm enjoying the thought. You know,
right. So
there's a happy medium. I would say that there's a happy medium. Men, we got to do a little bit better. We got to do a little bit better. Reach out. But women, please, please, my God, please don't take all of this access as an entitlement to absolute access. Because I'm telling you, me, it will immediately, I mean, even though it's sort of innocent, it's the complete turnoff. Because men, we don't like leashes. We don't like to feel like we're on a leash. So it's like, okay, hey, baby, I'm thinking about you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Hey, I love you. Da-da-da. We're not trying to do that all day, every day, several times a day. We're trying to do,
there's levels to it.
See? No. There's levels to it.
Boo to you men who think that a woman wanting to know that she's thought about and wanting to know that she is in your mind is a leash. That's ridiculous.
How many times a day do y'all need to hear it? No, how many times a day? How many times a day? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I can't speak for all women. So if there's any women that, want to answer
that. How many times in a day would you need to hear from your man that you're on his mind, that he's thinking about you, that he's lusting after you, that
if it's mm-hmm. a man who loves me and who is I agree to some of the stuff that you said, but I'm kind of like, I'm good with once a day, one good, tell me something
good.
Just like take me through. Now, if he can't do that, if that's too much, then I'm not believing that I'm in his heart.
I wish I could press the button and hit the yay claps and everything, because I would confirm that's fair. That is absolutely fair to go. Right. I don't know if it's supposed to be that long. You get a little happy there.
It's not supposed to be that long. It wasn't stopping.
I think you got happy. I think you just started hitting it. Like, yeah, I just told. But
no,
I agree
didn't.
With that.
I do
agree that, you know, once a day or at some point, you need to definitely reach inside that woman's heart, reach inside her soul and say, hey,
I don't think that's too much. Like, there's 24 hours in the day.
Right.
Get it? There's 24 hours in the day. And I know busy. There are times where I've been crazy busy. And here's the thing. Like, I don't do it for everybody. And I know that, like you said, there's a lot of people in my life that I love and I think about how they're doing and I don't reach out. One person that I definitely reach out every single day is my son. And we don't talk, you know, he's a man, he's not going to talk a whole lot, but every single day, I don't ever let one 24 hour period go by that I don't send him a text and say, I love you. Or I'll send him a message on Facebook. I love you. But there are other people like my mom and the man I love, I may not always do that. So I, you know, I get, you know, I get that you can be really thinking about someone and not necessarily shoot it off to them. But I guess it's kind of, I don't know, it's two-faced or whatever, what's the word, what's the term to say, like, I don't like when it's done to me, when my dude doesn't like, when I don't, you know, don't tell me something good, like one, like, I may not even think about it during the day, but at the end of the day, then I'll be like, wait.
Right.
I think
women need it. And you know what, and I think that's the difference between men and women. Women might need that a bit more than men, and that's why I'll be willing to say, yeah, women need that. And I don't know if this is a rumor or I don't know if this is true, but I did hear this somewhere.
Mm.
They say Ronald Reagan wrote his wife a letter every day. Every day he wrote a letter. And look, it's not what he said, but just thinking about in that day and age and in this day and age, there's a level of convenience to sit down and physically write a letter every day. And we know that this dude was the president of the United States. Now, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Reagan,
so all you men have no excuse.
Right.
Because, like, how many seconds does it take to say I love you?
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's true, but if that's true, if he was able to, at some point, every day of his life, write a letter, I don't care if that letter had three sentences, a letter,
mm-hmm.
that's different. You know, so on a certain level, yes, we know y'all wouldn't need that, this, and the third, and I know we kind of got off the subject of what makes y'all crazy, but what my man was saying about women being crazy and wanting the most, and what I was saying.
I want that.
You need that? You need a letter a day? Woo.
I don't need a letter a day. I said what I needed. It doesn't have to be a letter. It's just something once a day. And, you know, if there's a conversation, and then there needs to be conversations, like a good, you know, a good conversation of depth, like every few days or something, like maybe
once a week,
you know, like to like really be, you know, I'm laughing. James said, I'll give that to you again. What do you want?
Uh-oh.
James, whatever. Deal with it. Prove it. He said, I'll give that to you again. What do you want? That's cute. Anyway, yeah. So that I don't think that's too much. And I think that in women's mind, part of that, when they're not getting those simple things and something that they know will not take that much effort, you know, a woman is, you know, her mind is going at this rapid
pace.
Yes. And these are just things that women, which make women so awesome, and which is how we can process high information, and it attributes to our amazing memory. These are awesome attributes that women have, but what men need to understand is how, I mean, if they care about, if there's a woman that you care about and that you love, then you need to know that this is how she's processing your lack of communication, because women are natural communicators. We express ourselves through words. We use more words than men. This is just, it's just a known thing. So in a woman's mind, if a man can't give her just a few words in a 24-hour period of a day, she's correlating that with she's not important to him. She's not on his mind, you know, and that starts to play on the whole, you know, her whole psyche of, okay, does he really love me? Does he not? So that's what she's thinking. That's why she's like, why did I hear from you? You know, you talk to me, because, you know, that's how we're wired. So I don't think it's unreasonable to want that.
No, and that's where consistency is a big deal, because if you've been consistently communicating with this woman and then there's a drop off, either explain or have an explanation for the drop off. Or it's going to be assumed that there's another woman, something's wrong, you're not that into her, you don't love her, blah, blah, blah. And again, women are better communicators than us. I mean, men, don't debate this. There's actual evidence. Men, like seriously, men, this is not a This is not a Manuel factoid. This is documented. Like, we see it in the real world regularly. Women communicate about everything to the point where it's too much. But the one thing is understood, they communicate, and we don't nearly as much. So it just is what it is.
Right. And, you know, women, yeah, we're very thorough, and men are very good at sticking to the point.
Right.
And, you know, which is a good thing, and, you know, something that women need to pull off of more. But, you know, I think that all comes into play why men look at women and just shake their head, because we are very, I totally understand that. Like, I have brothers, I have a son, I have a dad. I get why you guys just kind of shake your head sometimes, because women can seem crazy to a male brain because you guys don't operate the way that we do. And I think that, you know, just calling a woman crazy, just that negative connotation to that is something that just needs to be deaded. But it's been, you know, it's been something that's been kind of, you know, instilled, you know, in us society-wise and so forth, that, you know, women are crazy. But it's not really crazy, it's just differences that we have. And I think that kind of makes us come off as crazy sometimes. So I don't know.
It does. Listen, the one thing we know with society and the world and history is that when people don't understand people, it's easy to assume that they're less than us or that they're crazy. One way or another, we devalue whatever it is about somebody that we don't understand. So, golly, I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry. That was a bit too
That was
aware.
Good.
I know.
That was
I
really
didn't mean to do
good.
That. No. I know. I didn't.
You didn't
want to
do that?
No. I should have been
Why?
On the ratchet side of things. I should have been on the ratchet side of things and just been like,
no,
no, y'all crazy. Whatever.
No,
you
know, we don't always need ratchet, Manuel.
Yeah.
We don't always need the ratchet side of Manuel.
when I catch myself being a little bit too conscious or too in-depth, or I'm like, damn it, I should have been on the other side of this right now, because,
No. Kimberly said this was a great show, great information, and she took lots of notes. Thank you, Kimberly, whoever you are. We love you.
Hell, love you, Kimberly. I don't even know you.
I don't know her. Why are you being mean?
You're just so lovely.
You
I don't
have to
know,
love
Kim.
All of our listeners, Manuel. Are you trying to make people not listen?
Let me be clear. I love the lady listeners. Some of y'all dudes, I'm pretty sure y'all I ain't gonna try to love y'all. I mean, and I'm pretty sure right now any dude that's listening, he's fist bumping me. Yeah, man.
Well, James is asking me out. That's what James is doing in my inbox, and that is totally not even what this show is about. So, I do not know you, James. Where do you live? Let's talk in the inbox. You can tell me where you live, but I'm not going to go out on a date with you, but I do appreciate you tuning in to our Wednesday night heat. Those of you, I want to just put this out there because this has happened a few times. You guys, there's people like with fake profiles send me really wretched, crazy inboxes, and it would be so awesome if you stop, because that's just so like that just doesn't make my day like brighter. It just kind of really, and I know that you know how a profile is fake because you go and then it's like the person just like set it up that day and they don't have any friends, there's no like pictures on there, and then their profile picture.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm just going to start like calling people out. Like there was
Devon.
Oh, we don't. Oh gosh, no. Well, we'll get on him in a minute before we run out of time.
That loser.
Yeah, I just don't know. Okay, I don't even know where to begin with that. We kind of feel like it's someone.
It's
maybe
somebody
we
we
should
know. We
maybe we should
think
have
so.
a show about this, like why do people do that? Like, because I kind of feel like it's someone that I know, but not like a friend, but maybe, you know, just like on some low level. And I know the listeners are like, what are you guys talking about? Okay, there is this guy, could be female, actually, I don't know.
Right.
That was just like totally trolling my page. And on my page, you can't, you know, you can't post anything on my direct page unless you're on my friends list. So this person is not on my friends list. Apparently they've listened to the show. Anyone can listen to the show. I know a lot of people or a few people have found the show through Blog Talk and not Facebook, so that's cool. So I don't know who this person is, but they just decided to jump on some of my pictures. Like, I think like 30 of my pictures got liked that same night, and then they were just like putting crazy comments on my pictures, just lewd, kind of nasty stuff, and sending crazy inboxes. But I went to their page because they sent me a friend request as well. I didn't accept the request. Went to the page, and it's like, you know, hardly any information. Like, I think two people they were friends with. Was it like two people or I don't know. So yeah, so that's what happened. And they apparently had like a couple of pages set up because I reported one. One page got shut down for, I think, the day for 24 hours, and I blocked another one, but then they came back. So it's like they have the same name. So what the name is like Devon or something like that. So whatever, dude. But yeah, and then there was this other fake page, Mary Barrow, and the profile picture is like this middle-aged white woman. There's no, like, she has no friends. There's nothing on her page, and it's just like, seriously. So yeah, if you guys are doing that, like, please stop. Or do it to Manuel. He'll laugh it off, and he'll handle it better than
me. Do it to me. I'll at least entertain it and go back and forth with you and insult you as witty as I possibly can for as long as I'm willing to. Like, that stuff is fun for me. Like, I like to insult. You know, it gets my wheels turning. You know, it keeps my creative
juices going. Is that fun for you?
Oh, absolutely. I love, man, listen.
I don't like that. I don't want some weirdo saying stupid stuff in my inbox.
Oh yeah. Because they can't. There's nobody who can pretty much say anything that can move me. So I would just insult them, and I so rarely get to insult people anyway. And there's a lot of times I want to insult people, so I just take it out on people that are being idiots. I'm like, yes, I've been saving stuff up. Because I try to be such a good person sometimes to where I don't insult people who I believe that are idiots who don't realize they're idiots. When somebody is absolutely being an idiot, I'm like, oh, this is easy. I can just insult this person. And so I really do enjoy that sometimes. So yeah, inbox me if you want to do that kind of stuff. I'll insult you for hours on end. Yep.
All right. Well, there you have it. But yeah, don't like... I don't know. I think we'll do
a
show
on. Be nice to LaGale. Be nice to LaGale, but let me handle all that ratchetry. I live for it.
Yeah, for the most part, everyone is nice to me. I'll get some random inbox that is telling me what they want to do to me. And
wait. What have they told you they want to do to you? You don't just get to. I will tell you one thing that this dude said that. I'll be honest, when he said it, when he said
what was, it. What was said?
Said?
Who said it?
The guy on your post, he did say something that was pretty, it was pretty awesome. But being
what?
In the place for him, it was, he said.
Okay,
he was gonna,
what was awesome? Because I didn't see anything
what he said,
awesome.
What he said, being that it came from him, you don't perceive it as awesome. It's not going to turn you on. But if this would have come from the man that you love or the man in your heart, you would have been like, oh, my God, did he just say
what
that?
What was
he
it, Manuel?
He said he was going to live inside that. He said he was going to live inside that pussy. Let me just tell you, that's something that I would – listen – Listen, look at you. You done that. You... You embarrassed right now?
I don't expect you to say. You just like no filter. You,
I don't get there.
I didn't expect you to just say that. Like,
oh
no.
But now, listen. That's something that I would say to my woman. That's like a slick, disgusting. Just you know,
oh
hey girl,
God.
When I get home, I'm gonna spend the night up in it. You know, that's some slick. Mm. You know, but being that it came from him, I'm pretty sure you were like, ugh, no, I can't do it. But I'm just saying that was a pretty good one right there.
I must have missed that. And definitely, yeah, that definitely is not hot coming from some random.
No. Right.
Because I'm like, the thought of some random man living in my vagina. No. I'm going to say no to that. That is not ever even going to happen. So, yeah, nasty talk just doesn't work for me unless I want you. Cause
right.
Aside from that, I'm just totally, like, turned off and repulsed. So FYI, don't get in my inbox talking, no, because if I don't want you, don't love you, I'm not attracted, that's just, ugh, it's sickening to me. And so disrespectful, so, yeah, let's not do that. Michael said a show on trolls would be cool because that falls into the crazy category. I have a few trolls, exes, that refuse to say anything to me, but want to see everything going on with me. I agree, Michael. We will definitely do. Yeah. I wonder how many trolls I have on my page.
Oh, you have. I've had a woman that I dated told me that she knows all the females' pictures who I've liked and all the females who've liked my pictures and all the comments of females that have made on posts and threads and pictures. I'm like, wait a minute.
What
is that about? Yeah.
Okay, that's
you know,
scary.
Wait. Well, I think she was being a little extreme. But you know y'all women, y'all will sit there and go on y'all man's profile. Let me see who he liked. Let me see what she say. Let me see who liked that. Y'all men, we're much less invasive. I promise you we are. We kind of just sit back and we're like, what women, y'all, again, the devil's in the details. Y'all like the details, we don't, so it just is what it is.
You know what, I might do, like, you know what, I don't really pay too much attention to my guy's page. I'll do, like, a random stalk, like, it's just
right,
like,
right.
I
love that you said that.
Yeah,
so,
I'll
just
do like
just a real quick check, right?
Yeah, because like throughout the week, I don't really follow people's pages. Like if it comes up in my news feed and I see it, then that's one thing. But I will purposely just like when it comes to my mind, like yeah, let me stalk that Negro, see who.
Let me tell you when you just said that right there. The way you just said, let me stalk that Negro. And if you say that to your man, you know, you just say it to your man, yeah, I stalked your page today. You got a few bitches on there that's checking you out.
But see,
you feeling good about that?
But I don't take it like that. Like I'm it's more playful and you'll know when I stalk your page
right.
Without like I will like random pictures. Because it's kind of like
right.
I'm just, like, letting you know I've been here.
Yeah, right. Women, listen.
And
if you don't
respond to a comment that I leave on a picture, I have an issue with that. Like, is that crazy?
No.
I don't like to be ignored when I feel like, because I will delete a comment. Like, if I leave it and then I go and I'm doing my stuff throughout the day and then I'm like, wait a minute. Did you ignore my comment? I won't even say anything. I'll just delete it. But I don't like that because I try to respond because I'm so, like, you know, let people know that I got whatever information they sent. I'm so in tune to that. So if I go and I stalk my dude's page and I, you know, I don't care if I leave a heart, you better like it, you better be, if I say something, if I make a comment, because I'm like, you know, you got the notification that I said, what's up, baby? If I said, oh, that, I like this picture, that's cute, and you don't respond, I'm going to be like, for real.
You know what? Let me tell you how far that goes back. Women, let me tell you how y'all roll. Let me tell you how y'all roll.
You don't know how I roll,
women.
Manuel.
Oh, no, I said women. No, women. Let me tell you. That's called a woman just, y'all are like, see, men, we're animals, and women, y'all are animals too. Women, men is animals. We're in pursuit. Yes. Men, we're hunting, we're in pursuit. We want to control it. We want to, you know, get it and tackle it and overwhelm it. Women, once y'all giving yourself to that, this is my territory now, bruh. So I'm coming to your Facebook page, and I'm not going to make a whole lot of noise, but I'm going to pee a little bit here. I'm going to pee a little bit there.
Oh,
you're going to know what's going on. It's the same way a woman, once she gives herself to you, she's going to leave something at the crib. She ain't going to leave a lot. She might leave.
I know women. She might leave a blow dryer.
Who knows what she's going to leave, but she just leaves a little something here and there. So it's like, when I come back, my shit better be there.
Sometimes you honestly forget something. It's not always if it's a woman that has as much hair as me, your blow dryer is like your other god. You're not gonna leave it somewhere on surface.
That's the ultimate. No, that's what she said. I'm definitely coming back for that. Don't throw it out. You better ship it. You better ship it to me, or I'm coming back. Like, that's what that means.
But listen, but seriously though, I'm just saying. Like, for me, like, because I don't do, it's like very, very random. And it would typically be if I'm working on something late, and like I use Facebook to kind of diffuse. And if I think about my dude, I'll just go and, like I said, do a quick stalk. It has nothing to do with, like, anybody else. It's like I just want him to know that I've been on your page. Like, because, you know, old pictures, you got to, like, go. You know, you got to go to the album. You know, you got to click out.
Right.
And so I'm not, like, looking at all of his pictures. I'll just do that on purpose, just go to the album, go to some old picture and click like or leave a comment so that he knows, you know, yo, what's up, baby?
Mm-hmm. What you got going on?
And when you wake up, you better acknowledge that I said something. Because, I don't get on people's page. I don't, like, comment on stuff. And I barely even know what people are posting on their page. Because I'm not into it like that. It's more to me, it's more of an intimate, like, I want him to know it's between he and I. That he knows
that,
you know, I'm not tripping off of no chicks. But yeah, so to Michael, definitely we'll do a show on trolls and how easy it is for people to, you know, get on your Facebook page. Like, I used to just accept any request that I would get, and I need to go and clean my stuff up again because I think I have some trolls on there. But any closing thoughts, really quick, for my co-hosts on Are All Women Really Crazy?
All women have a level of craziness, but all women aren't absolutely crazy. They're either driven crazy or can be driven crazy, but there's something in there. There's just a little something.
So your thing is all women aren't crazy, but all women are susceptible to being driven crazy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, you heard it. You already know my spin on it. I definitely don't think that all women are crazy. I think that women are just different from men and that we should respect the differences. And whether male or female, don't emotionally manipulate anyone. And if you're doing that currently, be the bigger person and stop. You know, heartbreak hurts. And if you don't want to feel it, don't make someone else feel it. Make sure you tune in this coming Sunday night for more conversation, and we thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a good evening. Bye.